calling Matt the engineer.
I was trying to call a...
No, it's Matt.
Oh, I'll tell you about that later. It's Matt the engineer. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Don.
It's Don and Mike.
Hey, can't wait to talk to you guys.
Can you come down for a couple seconds?
Yes, sir. I'll be right there.
Thank you,
okay,
Matt.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, he's obviously prepared himself emotionally, but
good.
Sometimes if you're an emotional person, that doesn't always work.
See, now I can tell you, this is pissing me off today. I'll tell you who I'm calling. Well, no, I won't.
Now, there's no need for you to do that. I mean, what, do you get a cross circuit?
Anyway, I'm calling one of the places. One of the many places. Oh, hi, Matt.
How you doing?
It's Matt the engineer.
How you feeling?
I still feel pretty rough.
If you're running a business and you've got that thing where no one is ever going to pick up the phone as soon as you dial, and the first thing you hear is, hi, welcome to Best Circuit Meyer Buy, and they go, Espanol, press 2. So I press 1 for English, and I go all the way through the myriad of press this to get this and press this to get this.
For this press 2, for this press 8, for this press 4.
I did it 5 times, and all 5 times, it eventually just hung up on me. Every friggin' time. I could not get a real person
right
on the phone.
That's the plan.
At this home electronics place.
There ought to be a law.
But I tell you what, Matt.
Yes, sir.
I didn't cry. And Mike was in there, too. Mike sat there through 2 or 3 of these calls.
And believe me, he was, you know, getting emotional.
Did you well up a little bit?
I didn't even cloud up.
I didn't cry a bit. So have you been hiding from us the last couple of days?
I really haven't been ducking you guys. I was sick. But, you know, thanks for calling me at home, and really appreciate that.
Okay. Can you walk us through you crying with Beth Ann?
I'd really rather not.
Oh, really? It was that bad?
Please?
Well,
come on, please.
This is going to be painful.
Really?
Come on.
It's that emotional?
It's so funny.
I wasn't total sobbing.
Well, really?
I didn't break down like that.
Here's what she told us.
I'd really rather not. That's funny right there.
She said that she yelled at you about something.
She always does.
She dropped the F-bomb.
You said she always does?
Yes, she does. She's brutal.
Very much.
And she said at first it was just one, like, comic book tear, and then it was a stream of tears out of both sides, and she described it as uncontrollable sobbing.
Well, she's exaggerating a little bit.
Really?
Not too much.
Not too really.
So I got to be honest.
So you
I've got feelings.
You did well up and then cry. You really did.
You know, men cry. Real men cry.
Well, this sounds like it might be a little further away from crying and closer to a total breakdown.
Well, I am going through my midlife crisis.
You are?
Yeah.
All right. How old are you, man?
Yeah,
how old are you?
43.
43.
That's,
okay.
That's right around time. Yeah. Early, but
still, most guys, when they have a midlife crisis, don't they buy a Corvette?
I mean, they can't afford one, or I would.
Yeah, but they don't cry when Beth Ann...
But I suppose his midlife crisis might be manifesting itself in tears, you know.
That's, well, let's bring the bully in.
Are you okay? Can you be in the same room with her?
I really don't want to face her.
Would you come in here, please?
Yeah.
Here she comes.
Okay. Right. Oh, boy. Now you're going to see it for yourself.
Really? Is there a chance?
She dominates me.
Right. I'd love it if you would cry for us. Could you work it up?
Well, I don't know.
What if she just repeatedly yelled at you?
She just needs to be herself. It'll happen.
Okay. Wow. Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi.
There he is with the touching. He did the touching.
He is an original. He touched her shoulder.
He is a toucher.
I am.
Beth Ann, he says that you're exaggerating his crying.
He's lying.
She gave
No. See, what you're not seeing, Mike, is you're seeing her look, and I'm seeing his. When I said that, he looked at her like, hey, remember?
Right.
Uh-huh. Keep it on the down
low. That's right. It's bad enough I'm admitting I cry at all, much less wailing.
No, it's not. That's not bad.
I didn't say wailing. You just, your lips started to quiver.
Maybe.
And then I couldn't understand what you were saying. That would be the sobbing part.
Okay, right.
Tears
streaming
down your face.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
That's not wailing.
Hold on. It sure does sound like a good old-fashioned girl cry to me, though.
But I didn't get a hug.
No, he didn't.
And that's no good.
Usually it's good.
Wait, you think you've got to get something after you've cried in front of her?
He requires a lot of physical attention.
I do.
Yeah, but he puts hands on shoulders.
Yeah, but if you're trying to get laid, though, I mean, you're not going to get laid from crying.
Well, he's got a girlfriend. Remember the one that was keeping him in the closet?
Oh, man, that's a whole story we're not going into.
Really?
See, I'm just assuming that you were, you know, trying to come on to Beth Ann when you mentioned that.
It wasn't.
That,
no.
So that was...
I'm going to keep it professional.
So you weren't...
I'm trying.
You were...
I was being a pro by crying.
Okay, so you were not trying. That would be the only branch that I could throw. You were trying to show her your vulnerable side.
Absolutely.
And he's got one.
I do. I got issues.
We all do. What was it? The was it like the just the last straw on an otherwise horrible day? What,
yeah,
I mean, tell me what it was. What was it?
You know, there's so many issues I don't really remember, but it was technical.
It was technical?
And it broke me down, yeah.
Really?
Equipment
yeah.
problem?
Yeah.
So you're saying it was a technical issue at the radio station?
Right.
That caused tears?
It did.
And there was nothing behind it?
The to-do list was really large
frustration.
That day. And I just wanted to go home.
Overwhelming frustration.
Now, what about you? How does this relate to your illness? Were you feeling ill?
No.
Don will tell you I do this. I help people too much.
You're giving him.
And I don't want to give you an excuse.
It'd be like saying to Michael Jackson, so you really didn't touch any of these boys. You really just wanted to have a good time with them.
No, yeah.
I do sound like a defending attorney a lot on this show.
Back me up.
So strike that. So what the hell were you crying for?
Come on.
I really don't remember. That dude. I got to be honest about.
Okay. You don't remember what caused
was
it?
Was it like this? Was it?
It was a little more than that.
Or was it like?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
You do that,
man.
Really. You really do that.
It was
well.
Just out of frustration.
Wait, not the first one, but the second one. That's the one you always.
Oh, no. God, I'm looking in a mirror.
So, no, we've been waiting. You know, Don has talked about, before we even knew it was you, Don talked to about it for 3 or 4 days. And then we've been promoting this. And then you ducked our phone calls.
You're sick and your girlfriend says he can't come to the phone.
We thought really that you might have been being held hostage by your girlfriend.
You guys were worried about me?
Yes.
I was.
Tremendously.
Yes, we've not slept. That's starting to make
me cry. But I'll tell you something. As upset as we were,
never cried.
No.
Listen, here's the rule. You can cry at a funeral.
Okay.
I guess in extreme cases, you could cry at, like, a wedding if it was a child of yours, a close friend. You could cry at Christmas time. You can cry at Thanksgiving. You can cry at a beloved family occasion.
You can cry if you're an athlete and you're retiring.
You could even get away
with... Or like at the end of a run in showbiz.
Or you break a leg.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You could definitely cry if, like, if you run into a door.
Right.
But, man, you don't cry when Beth Ann McBride yells at you.
Yeah, it was pretty lame.
Even
sorry.
That you can have a totally different subcategory for tears of joy. If people do something so nice for you that you get choked up,
that's true.
Acceptable male crying.
Well, with Beth Ann, it's not tears of joy. Ever. Ever.
Sorry to hear that. So this is a recurring theme with you and Beth Ann?
She's a nightmare.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you heard it. I like that. Quote him on that.
Okay, well then, don't take this the wrong way. Because I'm just trying to get to the other side of where you're at.
Thank you.
You ever thought about with Beth Ann about, you know, defending yourself?
No.
I like it when you assume the
John L. Sullivan pose.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, come on.
Old-fashioned yield fighting.
Say, come on now, honey, what do you want? You want some of this?
I don't
want
to get beat up by a girl here at work.
That's even worse. Well, you're not a tiny man. You're not a short man. I mean, you tower over
Beth Ann. I don't think I can take her.
You say to Beth Ann, here's my finger, here's my thumb.
I don't think I can take her.
He's doughy.
My fist, you better run.
Has this happened to you before?
Crying
at work.
Yeah.
That's good.
Ooh. I'm an emotional guy. Yeah.
You're not, you know, letting us get to the bottom of it, but you are saying, you know, that you've done it at work before.
Yes, I have.
One time, two times, three times.
Could be 5, 10.
Did you put it on your resume?
No.
I'm a crier?
No.
Have you ever cried in front of Tony?
No.
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 Have you cried in front of anyone else in the 6 to 8 weeks you've been working here?
No.
Really? Well,
then Beth Ann threw me under the bus with it. Yeah. You know, here I am. I put my heart out there.
Well, that's her job. I mean, we'd all be responsible to do that.
Put your heart out there.
You cried. I showed her my inner feelings, and she threw me under the bus.
You're saying,
just like that.
You should know that you've been in broadcasting a long time. You should realize that is her job. We would all be shirking our responsibility if you cried in front of us.
Forget if it was broadcasting. If you were working at Payless Shoes, and someone came back and said, hey, Beth Ann made Matt cry.
I can't stock these shelves anymore.
I just...
So you choose not to give us the real reason behind that.
I really don't know, except just too many issues.
Too many issues?
Give us one of the issues that maybe we can relate
to. How about the stand for your instant replay that Tony's been working on for forever?
I see what you're trying to do to deflect this back to a conversation about the studio, but if you're telling me the reason that you're crying is because a piece of equipment is not in here.
Matt, let me tell you.
It means a lot.
I'm not defending you this time, and I'm not helping you along. I'm going to tell you, though, what we're looking for here. And what we're looking for is a personal nugget. Something personal. Usually it's something personal. Yes, and not dirt as much as just a reason for the tears. Well, a reason, you know.
Matt, you can either talk to us here or talk to a jury of your peers. Let's take some calls for Matt.
Oh, God.
Everybody's heard him. Everybody, please be nice to Matt. Nobody make him cry now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Man, we love to eat. That was great. But regarding this guy, he reminds me of that guy, that little worm, Jonathan. I think he's got a secret crush on Beth Ann.
You mean Jonathan,
the
sales guy?
Yeah. Although Jonathan's never cried.
Jonathan wouldn't cry.
He might not admit it. He's quite the man.
I don't think Jonathan would cry.
He's a sensitive guy.
Jonathan is quite the macho man.
But Jonathan, I've observed, is totally devoid of emotion.
Yes.
He doesn't get high. He doesn't get low.
I think there's a rage, a quiet rage inside Jonathan.
Yeah. But it's beneath the surface. You never see it. Jonathan keeps it in check.
It's all about that man.
I believe the movie of reference with Jonathan would be, is it Primal Rage? Primal Fear with Richard Gere?
Primal Fear, I think.
And Laura Linney?
Mm-hmm.
It was just on...
Where it's the...
Last weekend. And Ed Norton is...
Jonathan is the Ed Norton.
Ed Norton is fantastic as he goes through the whole movie pretending to be this one way with Richard Gere. Yeah.
And at the very end... At the end.
He says, hey... You finally figured it out.
You want to see what a great actor is? Watch Ed Norton in that movie. He's phenomenal in that movie.
And that's
bring you to tears.
That's you. That's somebody.
Oh, incidentally,
here.
You were talking about crying before, and where it's movies acceptable? Because you know that's my own little subcategory, and
you know you get a pass on it, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
You get a pass. Just Mike cried during the movie, Rudy.
Thank you.
But I think it's when you're going through some crisis. Hello. Don and Mike
Let
show.
Me just say, Don's heard my tears over
Matthew,
the phone.
Matthew, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you gay, son?
No, I'm not.
Real men hide their emotions. Don't let them show.
Yeah,
oh, no. If you weren't gay, you would really be attracted to Beth Ann and would really be trying to get something off of her.
Have you ever talked
Admit
to Beth Ann?
Denied.
Okay.
Wow.
That guy. You'd take another one. I think all these calls are for you, Matt. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to know if you're going to take away this guy's guy card.
His what card?
Guy card.
The guy card.
His guy card. I'm going to turn the jacket in.
You're no longer a card-carrying member of the Society of Males.
The visual guy card. Get out of here. That's like something from a stupid morning show.
The guy card.
You got your guy card out? You got your girl card out?
Come on down to the chili cook-off with your guy card.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.